This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. FedEx is facing some serious federal charges. The Justice Department is accusing the company of shipping packages containing painkillers from illegal online pharmacies, despite repeated warnings from drug enforcement officials. What kind of responsibility might the company have here? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Justice Department indictment says FedEx knew it was delivering drugs to dealers and addicts and continued the deliveries in spite of warnings from the government. FedEx says it doesn't have time to police the more than 10 million packages it delivers per day, so who's right?
What you ideally would go for in this case, right, is whoever is buying or selling these illegal drugs, not who's carrying them.
That's David Ross, global logistics analyst at Stifel Equity Research, who follows FedEx. He says FedEx would lose money if it spent time going through its packages. Kent Smith of Ursa Major Associates agrees that FedEx can't police shipments. Still, he says FedEx should have a reasonable idea of what it's transporting.
If they were aware that these companies were in trouble with the law, I think they had an obligation to do something about it.
Instead, the indictment says, after some online drug sites were shut down by the government, FedEx started requiring online pharmacy shippers to be approved by its credit department, but continued delivering packages for them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.